Hello, friends. This is Dr. Brian Hart, Chief Operating Officer for the American Board of Forensic Accounting. I would like to welcome you to this week's News Update Week in Review. Week of Monday, May 22nd, 2023, through Friday, May 26th, 2023. Monday, May 22nd, 2023. Silk Road Dark Web Fraud Defendant sentenced following seizure and forfeiture of over $3.4 billion in cryptocurrency. James Zong was sentenced to 1 year and 1 day in prison for committing wire fraud in September 2012 when he unlawfully obtained approximately 50,000 Bitcoin from the Silk Road Dark Web Internet Marketplace. Silk Road was an online darknet black market in operation from approximately 2011 until 2013. Silk Road was used by numerous drug dealers and other unlawful vendors to distribute massive quantities of illegal drugs and other illicit goods and services to many buyers and to launder all funds passing through it. In September 2012, Zong executed a scheme to defraud Silk Road of its money and property by creating a string of approximately 9 Silk Road accounts, the fraud accounts, in a manner designed to conceal his identity, triggering over 140 transactions in rapid succession in order to trick Silk Road's withdrawal process system into releasing approximately 50,000 Bitcoin into a variety of separate addresses also under Zong's control, all in a manner designed to prevent detection, conceal his identity and ownership, and obfuscate the Bitcoin source. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Tuesday, May 23rd, 2023. Orange County woman sentenced to over 5 years in prison for embezzling over $3 million from two Anaheim companies that employed her. Rosalba Meza, aka Rosalba Skeville, embezzled more than $3 million from two companies while she worked as their financial controller, cheated on her taxes, and fraudulently obtained a COVID-19 relief business loan. Meza was sentenced to 63 months in federal prison for her crimes. From May 2017 through the end of 2019, Meza had made unauthorized transfers totaling approximately $3,071,880 to her bank accounts from accounts belonging to Trilogy Plumbing Inc. and a related back office support company called Matrix Management LLC. Meza used her knowledge of the company's accounting software to intentionally falsify their accounting records. She misrepresented the amounts in the company's various accounts to conceal the unauthorized transfers and falsely show the company's accounts were balanced. For example, Meza falsely recorded some unauthorized transfers as business expenses when in fact these amounts were payments to herself. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Wednesday, May 24, 2023. Former physician associated with 1-800-GET-THIN sentenced to 7 years in federal prison for massive fraud against health insurers. Julian Amidi, a former Beverly Hills doctor, was sentenced to 84 months in federal prison for scheming to defraud private insurance companies and the TRICARE healthcare program for U.S. military service members by fraudulently submitting nearly $120 million in claims related to the 1-800-GET-THIN lap band surgery business. At the conclusion of a 3-month trial, a federal jury in December 2021 found Omidi and SCM Surgery Center Management LLC guilty of 28 counts of wire fraud and 3 counts of mail fraud. Omidi also was found guilty of 2 counts of making false statements relating to healthcare matters, 1 count of aggravated identity theft, and 2 counts of money laundering. Omidity and SCM also were found guilty of conspiracy to commit money laundering. The jury found that Omidity deliberately and repeatedly acted with an eye towards business and profits rather than in the interest of GetThin's medical patients by inducing patients to undergo medical treatment premised on fraud rather than medical necessity, including surgeries that carried significant risks and lifelong health impacts, said U.S. Attorney Martin Estrada. Source: Internal Revenue Service, 2023. Thursday, May 25th, 2023. Podiatrist sentenced for fraudulently billing Medicare nearly $2 million under false identity. Dr. Kenneth Mitchell, a Michigan podiatrist, was sentenced to 7 years in prison for orchestrating a healthcare fraud conspiracy that resulted in almost $2 million in false and fraudulent claims being submitted to Medicare, as well as for falsifying records and identity theft. According to court documents, Dr. Kenneth Mitchell, 61, Wayne County, owned and operated a podiatry practice in Michigan specializing in on-site foot care provided to adult foster home residents. Mitchell had previously been suspended by Medicare for suspicious billing practices, banning him from receiving any Medicare funds while the suspension remained in place. After his own Medicare suspension went into effect, Mitchell created a new entity called Urban Healthcare Group, PLLC Urban. Mitchell then convinced another doctor, one who was not subject to suspension and therefore could bill Medicare, to enroll in the Medicare program and place her name on corporate and banking documents relating to Urban. Mitchell then submitted bills to Medicare, falsely stating that the other doctor provided the services to patients. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. Friday, May 26, 2023. Founder and former CEO of sustainable fuel company charged in multi-million dollar embezzlement scheme. Brian Scherbakow was charged by indictment with embezzling at least $5.9 million. According to court documents, Brian Scherbakow, 65, of Charleston, South Carolina, and Washington, D.C., allegedly engaged in a scheme to defraud the company he founded by fraudulently transferring company funds to a personal bank account and making unauthorized personal expenditures from a company bank account. Scherbakow allegedly attempted to conceal his embezzlement by, among other things, emailing altered bank statements and other falsified financial records to a company accountant and members of the company's board. Scherbakow allegedly used embezzled funds to pay for such personal items as a vintage Mercedes-Benz sports car, a Range Rover sport utility vehicle, a down payment on a condo, payments to an art auction operator, personal tax liens, personal credit card payments, rent payment on personal residencies, payment to a beach club, and installation of an audiovisual system at a personal residence. An indictment is merely an allegation, and all defendants are presumed innocent until proven guilty by a court of law. Source, U.S. Department of Justice, 2023. This Week in Review news update is provided by the ABFA in support of our daily news briefs. Please visit the ABFA's website at abfa.us for more information regarding current news in forensic accounting and a list of our certification offerings and other offerings.